a nair, a candle, ukara, a plate, eat with, vishatiyach, that's or lechololov, to sit down, to put something down like a mat, to sit down, to be able to eat on. So these are the three things you have to have if you're wandering around. Also, vishatiyach, or lechololov, you have to put down a skin, face a tablecloth, or on the floor even, to sit down, to eat on top of it. The pasuk in Devarim says, b'choysa kol, that you'll be by your enemies and you'll be missing everything by the klolo. Is Omar of Ami, Omar Rav, it means beloy ner or beloy shulchan, that you'll be lost even without a candle and without a shulchan. That's called chesakol, you're missing everything. Rav Chizdurama beloy isha, you'll be found without a wife. That's John the Pasuk, by chesakol, you'll be missing everything. Rav Sheshis Omar beloy shamish, you're not going to have a servant serving you, that's called chesakol. Rav Nachman Omar beloy deya, a person is not going to have das, a seichel, understanding, that's called chesakol. Missing means you don't have deya. And Tana, another Tana says it means beloy melech or beloy revav. You'll be without salt and without fat. Rashi says shemen, that's good fat. The more you dip your bread in, whatever, to use it, so you won't have that either. Omar Abaye, Abaye says, naktin, and what do we come out with really? That ain oni ela bedeya. Who's called a real oni? Somebody that doesn't have deya. So you start missing money, so what? You can still manage. But if you're missing deya, that's a terrible thing. If you don't have understanding das, that's terrible. But my Rav Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they said, the dobe kulabe. Whoever has deya understanding has everything. The loy dobe, if he doesn't have this, mabe, what does he have? Like this, the ikrif have deya understanding. Without deya, it's worthless. Now, do koni machoser. Whoever has it, whoever acquired deya, what are you missing? And do loy koni, the person that did not acquire a deya, understanding, ma koni, what do you have? Same thing over again. That the ikrif of a person is to have deya understanding. Trashi ma yoyoloi, ko ma shiikna. What is it going to help? Whatever you have, if you don't have the main thing, deya. Omar Rabbi Alexandria. Omar Rabbi Chia Baraba. Ein ha'choylo oimid mecholyov, ashamoichlin lo yakol avanoisav. If a person is sick, there's no fall of mishkov, he should know vaisters in minashmayim the danim, and he'll only become healed up if there's a mechilah of the moichlin minashmayim. In other words, poshi is oimid b'mzman ha'mishpat. So either there'll be moichlis chatoyim, or else rachmonis will have to have misa. So choylo only gets well if the moichlin lo yakol avanoisav. Shenam the pasuk says, ha'soleach l'chol avanechi, that Hashem forgives all yaveris, and then it says, that Hashem heals you from your sickness. So mashma, first you have to have a mechila, and then Hashem could help you. Rav Hamnun Ramar, choizel yimei alomai. After a person gets well again, the mamash comes back to his youth. Shrashi achash shecholot, run. Achash shechol, after he was sick, for this rap, and he gets healed, mischazek tivoi, his teva becomes strong again. Lios yoyse boru mashrei koydim choyov. And more, you can even become better off, you're more stronger now than you were before you were sick. Shenam the Pasuk says in Iyov, rois fesh besara minoyar, that your body will be mixed, you'll turn back like a young person. Yoyshev limei alomad, you'll be turned back to a younger person. So say, after you're sick, and he gets well, you can't turn back better off than you were before. Pasuk Tehillim says, "Ko mishkavoi hafachta b'cholyov." He turned over like your bed when you were sick. What does that mean? Omar Rav Yosef, loymer de mishtakach limudai. When a person gets sick, he forgets his learning. That's cool. That they turned over your bed means you forget your learning. Now Rav Yosef cholish. Rav Yosef got sick. Iyakale limudai. He forgot his learning. When you get sick, my slice here, lose your das a little bit, he forgot his learning. And later, when he got well, he still didn't remember it. But Ahadre Abaye Kamei, Abaye had to return it to him, had to teach it to him again in front of him. So it comes out there was a period of time that Rabbi Yosef forgot the learning, even what he himself knew before, and Abaye had to teach it to him again. So I know this is the case to the Chol Duchta. A lot of places in Shas we have that Amrina we say like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Loi Shmieli, Hoda Shmaita. Happens a lot of times that Abaye said something, and Rabbi Yosef says, I didn't hear this. Like, I don't agree with it, I don't understand it, I didn't hear this. So Omalei Abaye said back to him, what's going on here? Atam Risa Nalon. You yourself taught it to us. Amrisa. And on this learning, this Mishnah, you told it to us. Amrisa Nalon. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, that's true. Rabbi Yosef first taught it to Abaye. But then Rabbi Yosef got sick and he forgot his learning. So then later, Abaye had to remind him again. Ki avei goma Rebbe to los esrei apehichasa. Rebbe, when he used to learn a sugya, a gemara, he was able to interpret it 13 different ways. 13 hilchasas he had. Shrashi ape means yud gim upon him. He was able to learn one sugya 13 different ways. That's how great he was. Now, agmarel Rabbi Chiya shiva minhoin. When he taught his Talmud Rabbi Chiya, he only taught him 7 ways how to learn the gemara. So it comes out that another 6 was still hidden from him. What happened was, l'saif cholash Rebbe. Later on, Rebbe got sick. He forgot all 13 ways of learning. So now Rabbi Chiya's Talmud only knew 7. So ahadra Rabbi Chiya kamei hanul shiva ape. The agmarei, the 7 ways of learning that Rebbe taught Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya remembered it, so now Rabbi Chiya taught it back again to Rebbe. But shisa ozu, but the 6 that he didn't teach Rabbi Chiya, those 6 were lost like. So what the maisa was, no, is heve ahu kitzra, there was a certain washman, heve shmielei l'Rebbe, k'devi garislu. He used to go nearby Rebbe's house. When Rebbe was learning, the washman, the laundryman, used to hear Rebbe learning. Imagine what type of laundryman he was. The laundryman, he was able to understand the way Rebbe was learning, and when Rebbe learned himself the 13 different ways of learning the Gemara, he was able to understand all 13 ways. So he remembered, this laundryman, he knew all the 13 ways. So also Rabbi Chiya went right away, the Goma Yatsoin Kamei, and he learned it from him. Kitzra, he learned these other 6 ways from this, the Kitzra. He also had the Yasan Kaima Rebbe, and he went and he taught it now. Rabbi Chiya went and taught it back to Rebbe. So now Rebbe remembered all 13 ways. Kad heve chazile Rebbe lu kitzra. So when Rebbe met up with this laundryman, is Omele, he said to him, Rebbe, ato asisi oisi v'yes Chiya, that you taught like me and Chiya, you taught us both. Like he's giving me yashakayach l'chura for doing it. And he could yarn me some say hoki kamalei. This is what Rebbe told this washman, that ato asisa es Chiya. You taught Rebbe Chiya. The Chiya asi oisin. Chiya taught me. It's exactly what the machlokes say. I'm not sure the 2 man yarn here. Mashmas a shaila. If somebody teaches one person and that person teaches a second person, is it considered a schus to the first one as if he also taught the third person? Or else maybe no. According to the second lashon is, the kitzra, the laundryman, only gets chus that he taught it to Rabbi Chiya. But that Rabbi Chiya went back to teach the Rebbe, that's not on the kitzra's chus. That's not his chus, even though he was a gerim for it, but it's not his chus. And the first Lashon Pashtuns know that since when the laundryman taught it to Rabbi Chiya, and then Rabbi Chiya went back to Rebbe, it's all on the kitzra's chus, as if he taught it to both of them. The Yom Rabbi Alexandria, Omar Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Godol Nes, when a person is sick and Hashem heals him, that's a greater ness than the ness that Hashem did to save Hanani Mishov Yazaya from the furnace, from the burning furnace. Why? Because Hanani Mishov Yazaya Eishel Hedyet. What was it? They made a big burning furnace there, but it's a fire that Sam Nebuchadnezzar made. It's an Eishel Hedyet. It's our fire. To put it out, anybody can put it out. It's not such a great thing. Anybody can take water, hose the water, and hold it down. When a person gets sick and has fever, that's an eish min hashamayim. Who can take away that fire? You can't stop take water. The water doesn't put out that fire. You need Hashem to cure you. So to put out the fire of a chayla, that's a bigness. Push and that means like you see more the Yad Hashem than you did in Sobach Nani Mishov Yazayah. L'chura, to quote, it's a bit of a kashya, l'chura. Because like Nani Mishov Yazayah, aren't Zayin you say the pshat here is that Hashem put out the fire. A portion there, the psukim said that they were walking around in the fire. L'chura there was a biggerness. L'chura there, Hanani Mishov Yazayah was put into the Kibshan Shalais, and they were walking around in the fire. So it doesn't say there that they put out the fire. If you learn that the fire was put out, that's why they were saved, okay? So that's not such a great nace. But the Chura, what happened was that even though the fire was burning, still they were walking around there. So the Chura, that done. Right. The Yomer of Alexandria, Omer of Chia Baraba, the Yarmi Lom Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kivon Shegia Kitza Shalodim. When it comes to the point that a person has to die, comes the end of his life, is Hakel Moishlim Boy. People rule over him. Pasha Moishlim Boy means that now that the Malach HaMavis has the right to do what he wants to him, and they rule over him. Shenam HaPosik says, V'hoya Komoitza Yargenu. Whoever's going to find me is going to kill me. When it comes the time for him to die, they are going to rule over him. Rav Omer Rav says, Min Hadein Kruah, from this Pasuk we learned it out, that Lemishpatecha Omdu Hayyim, that your Mishpat is Hashem is going to give judgment to tell a person like it's time to go, Ki Yakul Avadecha, everybody's your slave, Mashma, then we are like slaves, that people rule over us. Pasuk means like the Malach HaMavis rules over us. Rabba Bar Shela, Omrulei Shochid Gavra Gavoyah. They told Rabbi Bashel Lishno, we know that a tall person died. What was the story? Have a Rochiv Gedunya Zutra. He was riding a small mule. Small one he was riding on. Trashi ran Rochiv Parada Katana. He was riding on a small mule. Is Moto Titura Istorit. So Titura means Geshe. It came up to a bridge. And his turusim is achzasa ruach shtus. What happened to the small mule was, he became a sugar. A ruach shtus went into the mule, liyosa preda, vashtichose benar. And now this small mule, threw this big tall guy into the river. So what the kasher is, how could a small mule, like, kill a big tall guy? The Torah says, like we just got finished saying, since now is the day that he has to go, you lose your power, no matter how tall and strong you are, the other people rule over you. Like, you lose your power the day you have to go. The Koshachiv is Kori Anafshei. So when Rabbi Vashela heard this, he said about him, this Pasuk, L'mishpatech Omdu Hayayim, that today was the day he has to go, so people like the Malach HaMavis rules over him. So Mela, even a small mule-like, could take care of this big, tall, strong guy. Right, Shmuel Chazielahu ka Krukisa the Yakrava. He saw like an akrav, like a scorpion. Yasiv ala Krukusa. He was going over a frog. For over a nor, going over a river. As usually a scorpion or a snake can't go through the water, can't swim. Here he saw come out like an ace that a scorpion was going on a frog's back over the water. And when he got to the other side of the river, Torka Gavra Mayas. The scorpion bit a person and died. So what's the pshat? About today is the day this person has to die. Therefore the Malach HaMavis has a shliter over him. And the Malach HaMavis could do anything. Even though it's not normal for a scorpion to be able to go over a river. But here the Malach HaMavis, he's the ruler today over this person. He could do anything. So he even made this the scorpion go over the river on the back of a frog. Trashak Rusa Mitzvadei over a frog. Omar Shmuel, Ein Mevakrin Esachoyla Elalami Shachotzosoy Chama. When you go to visit, the mitzvah of Akachoyla is only somebody that has fever. Shachotzosoy Chama means that he's sick, he has fever. That's the reason why he's sick. So what does it mean to say? Lafuke Mai, what do you mean to say not to go visit? For it doesn't mean to say if somebody doesn't have temperature. But Lamai said, if the guy is sick, the guy feels weak, even though he doesn't have temperature, the Bible is also a mitzvah of Akachoyla. Because the man guy doesn't have his power, his koichid is not going around like normal, he feels weak and he has to be home, he's called a choyla, he has to go visit him. There's a mitzvah of Akachoyla. Here it says no, here it says only a person that has temperature. What does that mean? Lafuke mai, who not? Is lafuke hodetanya. That means not such a person. We learned the Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Yossi ben Prato Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, a mevakrin loycholi mayin. You're not supposed to go visit somebody that has a bad stomach. There's a bad case of diarrhea. Kid said that he has to go a lot to the basic kisei. So if you go there, you're just going to embarrass the person. So we spoke out before. If you go there and you just bother the person, there's no mitzvah bikacholim. If the guy would rather you not there, then there's no mitzvah to be there. So Mela, the guy has to go, and if you're going to be there, there's going to be embarrassment for him. There's no mitzvah for you to go. Who adin for loycholi ayin? Not somebody has a bad eye. You have a bad eye infection, also it's no good to go. Soon see why. For loymechushi arosh, guy that has a bad headache, also if you're going to go there and plop and talk to the guy, you're just going to make the headache worse.
the case that the guy has a headache, the best thing is to leave him alone and don't bother him. Because if you go to talk to him, you just make the headache worse. But like we said before, then there's no mitzvah like a chayla. So I will explain it. The guy that has diarrhea, so mishum kisufa. We understand it's not kedai to go to like a chayla, because you're only going to give him a hard time. He's going to be embarrassed from you. So if I can't, you're hurting him by going. Then there's no mitzvah like a chayla. Ela chayla ayin, amachush yirosh, my timer. What's wrong to go to visit somebody that has a bad eye, an eyeache, or he has a headache? What's wrong? So where it says, Mishum to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda. The Bura Koshalainai. Talk is bad for the eye. The guy has an eyeache, you should know, talking to him is going to hurt him. So Mel, it's not kadai to hurt the guy. The whole mitzvah Mavaka Chol is for his sake, to do good to him, but if talking to him is going to hurt him, make the pain worse, there's no mitzvah to go. I'm all a guy, Chmanas, the Chreis is in the what do you call it, the intensive care. He's all the pipes there. And the guy goes there, Mamish, you mutchazich the guy to talk to you, Azoy, it's not kedai. If you're going to mutchazich, it's better off him, you're not there, you shouldn't go. When the guy can't talk, it's not kedai to go. Hu adin, umale leishte. So if you go with this and that, the other gears, Aleph. Leinai uliashosa. The other gears, the pshat is the same thing. If the guy has a headache, it's also bad talk. Talk is bad for a person that has a headache. Therefore, a guy has a headache, there's no mitzvah to go to like a chayla. Because he would rather have peace than just sleep. And if you're going there to talk to him, you're just going to make it worse for him. So in a case where the talking is going to make worse for him, then there's no mitzvah to go back a chayla. That's what he meant to say. The ikka mitzvah, the person has fever, so then talk is only good for him. But this time he's feeling bad, and he would enjoy somebody to come to talk to him. Then there's the mitzvah to go back a chayla. But in the case where talking is going to be harmful for him, then there's no mitzvah to go. Don't go. Yeah. To Omar Rava, hi Ishasta is sickne a fever. I love the pravanka de malka de Musa. If it wouldn't have been that he's really like a shliach or the malacham avis, in other words, he doesn't wish anybody to get sick to have fever. But the meister, when he gets the fever, there's something else involved that the malacham avis is around there. It's a shliach of the malacham avis. But if you take the malacham avis out of here, just fever itself, you should know, fever itself is good for a body. It's good for the body to get fever once in 30 days. It's a good thing for the body. It's really, mala, it'll be